I know that we are still spraying some wheat stubble fields, but have you stopped and looked at your newly planted wheat for some weeds? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And all too often, producers do not notice those mustard weeds in the field until those mustards start to bloom in the spring. I know that's when I really start to notice them. As a result, farmers don't often think about control of these mustard species until that time. Although it's still possible to get some control at the blooming stage, the mustards are much more difficult to control and have already often reduced some of our wheat yields. So to keep yield losses to a minimum, mustard should be controlled by late winter or very early spring, while they're still in that rosette stage right before they begin to bolt or those stems begin to elongate. So first you should be aware of the mustard species that we generally have in Northwest Kansas. Now the yellow flowering mustard is probably the most common one that I see, and it is generally tansy mustard or flixweed. Both of these species are very closely related, and I'm not sure I can tell the difference out in the wheat field. The mustard that's a little bit shorter and has a purplish blue flower is called blue mustard. Of all of our mustard species, this is the one that's the most difficult to control. Other species that we have around include bushy wallflower and field pennycress. In late winter or early spring, blue mustard is perhaps the most difficult of those winter annual broadleaf weeds to control because it bolts very early in the spring. To be effective on blue mustard, herbicides typically need to be applied by the latest of late February or early March. There are several herbicides that are very effective in controlling blue mustard, although if I'm on a budget and spraying now or very early in the spring, I'd look at an Ally MCPA mix. Now you may be wondering why we're talking about MCPA. This is a herbicide that is a growth regulator, which is similar to dicamba or 2,4-D. However, it's a bit more forgiving on the growth stage of the wheat that it's applied to. MCPA can be applied from the three-leaf stage clear up to the boot stage of the wheat. Now, dicamba can only be applied from the two-leaf stage until jointing in the spring, and 2,4-D should be applied later from that full tiller up until the early boot stages. So if you have a wheat field that has blue mustard or tansy mustard problems in the past, it might be a good idea to stop and take a look at it now. The mustard that you might find in these fields is much easier to control before it starts to bolt in the spring. Now, pictures of these rosette stages of the mustards are posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu. You can use these for references to identify the mustard plants out in your wheat field. Now, you can check me out on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. And I also have a special intern until Christmas from the North Pole. My elf intern and I will keep you updated on how he's doing on being an extension agronomist on both Facebook and Twitter. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs.